AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. We did it. AP correspondent Mark Smith reporting that's what Donald Trump tweeted tonight after the Electoral College formally elected him the 45th President of the United States.
The President-elect voiced his thanks to the American people in a statement issued from his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, hailing a movement of millions from all across the country that made it possible. He repeated his claim of a historic electoral landslide, even though his Electoral College victory was smaller than the victors in three-quarters of the nation's presidential elections.
History was made as New York cast its electoral votes.
There were no surprises in the casting of New York's 29 Electoral College votes at the state capitol in Albany, but it was historic.
I invite President Clinton to join us in casting the first ballot.
Marking the first time a former president of the United States cast an electoral vote for his wife, Governor Andrew Cuomo paid tribute to Mr. Clinton, who was in the Senate chamber for the vote, and Mrs. Clinton, who was not.
We're honored to call you a friend, and we're honored that you call New York home.
Hillary Clinton won Deep Blue New York by a wide margin. Warren Levinson, New York.
Russia's ambassador to Turkey was assassinated today. An AP photographer witnessed the killing.
From far before I left the floor, I look, he shot again from close range on the body of ambassador.
A truck rammed into a crowded Christmas market in central Berlin on Monday evening, killing at least 12 people and injuring around 48 as it ripped through tables and wooden stands. Germany's top security official says initial evidence points to an intentional act. The White House is condemning what it calls an apparent terrorist attack. This is AP Radio News. Monday Night Football features the Washington Redskins and the Carolina Panthers. Redskins defensive end Ricky Sean Francois says the Skins won't be fooled by the Panthers' 5-8 record by the defending champs.
That's still a team at any given time. They still come out and become the Carolina they once was last year with the quarterback they have. And they got a great head coach, so I know he's pushing those guys up front to keep being the team that he is, not the team he is now, but the team he knows they're capable of being.
Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis says the Redskins, though, are dangerous on defense.
Definitely getting ready to face a high-powered offense. You know, they have a lot of weapons, you know, at the receiver position, the tight end spot. I feel like they have two of the best tandem tight ends in the league. And when you look at the production that they're getting out of the running back spot, we definitely have a huge challenge ahead of us.
Kickoff in a few minutes at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
The best trips don't just take you somewhere new. They change the way you see the world. On Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel, uncover the delights of every destination across city hideaways and crystal blue shores. Sponsored by Season 2 launch partner, Fiji Airways.
When it comes to a stopover, people don't recognize the value until they actually do it. So I wanted to see how stopping off in Fiji and doing my buffer there instead of going straight back to Sydney, how that shifted me into the mentality and got me ready for going back to real life. And, you know, the best cure for anxiety is feeling nurtured and calm and taken care of. And I think Fijian hospitality lends into that quite well. Fiji kind of wraps around you in a way that's warmer than everywhere else. I think it's because the culture grew up centered by community.
Listen to brand new episodes of Wayfinder Life-Changing Travel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.